Hey everyone, this is Joseph Bosco, pastor of Highway Church. Thanks for joining us on our podcast. You know, all of us need the right kind of voices in our lives. Voices that inspire us to know the one who made us. Voices that awaken our divine destiny and reveal to us the goodness of God. Well, that's what this ministry is all about. So enjoy the message. Series last Sunday called Spirit Man, and CF is so true, there's not a lot of teaching or word out there about our spirit. And a good one of the main reasons for that is it's not understood that we are spirits. And the world studies the body and tries to understand the soul, but that's not who we are.
I thought it was interesting how he said, you know, there's a lot of preaching on soul healing.
Yeah.
And there is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right now.
And I, unfortunately, sometimes the soul is attempted to be healed by more soul stuff.
Correct.
It's your
Talk
spirit. The life of Christ is in our spirit. It's not in our soul. It's not in our body. It's in our spirit. And our soul experiences healing as we realize who we are and whose we are, who the life of God is inside of us, and we allow that to flow from our spirit into our soul.
Yeah.
Healing comes for the whole person as we walk in the reality of what Christ did for us. So your spirit is where the healing is for your soul.
That's right. That's right.
And for your body. And I think sometimes we have this idea that spirit is something separate off in the distance that we'll address when we get to
Unrelated.
Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that if we really want to, you know, get to the answers, we'll focus on soul healing or our physical body. But the answer, Jesus said, the words I speak to you are spirit, and they are life.
Yeah.
The flesh profits nothing.
Mm-hmm.
The answer you need is in the word, which is a spiritual thing, for your soul.
So if we can learn how to relate the spirit realities, the in Christ realities that we're talking about, the spirit realities of us being born again to our soul and its impact on our soul, that's where it's going to get fixed.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So nothing is more relevant than growing in the knowledge of who you really are, that you are a spirit. That affects your soul.
Yes,
it affects your body. It affects your finances. So this is the answer for depression. This is the answer for anxiety. This is the answer for mental illness. This is the answer for diabetes. This is the answer for arthritis. This is the answer for everything, is realizing that you are a spirit. And when you realize that, you realize that your soul and your body now are subject to your spirit. And if you've put your faith in Christ, you're a new spirit.
So good.
You've been born of God. You're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So that's what we're talking about, Spirit Man. And we talked a little bit about my favorite fictional superhero as a kid, Superman.
Mm-hmm.
He was fiction, but then I discovered Jesus later in life, who was nonfiction. And he is now my favorite superhero, and I love it because there's nothing
Jesus
untrue about him.
My superhero. That's
Come
some
on.
From the, like, 90s or something.
Who sang that one?
I don't even remember. Jesus is my superhero?
Yeah.
You can help me on that. I don't even know.
It wasn't Skillet, was it?
I have no idea.
But he is. He's my superhero, and there's nothing
Adam's
fictional
going to
about
work.
Him.
I see you over there.
Yeah. he's all true. You know, he's real. And I love that about the Bible. You know, there's all kinds of stuff in the Bible, wonderful things and terrible things. God's not trying to hide anything from us. He accurately, Hillsong Kids, how about that? That's right. You got it.
Hillsong Kids.
That's something
right.
We play for our kids. Yeah. Jesus is my superhero. But God's not trying to hide anything from us. He wants to get truth to you so that your soul would be whole, so that your body would be whole. And the truth, his word, is spirit, and it is life. Hallelujah. So you may not realize it yet. Just like Jesus is the superhero, when you put your faith in Jesus Christ, you were made new, you were reborn of him, and you became a superhero.
Yeah.
As Jesus is, so are you in this world. And let me just give you a couple of scriptures here to encourage you. This is spirit food. If you'll recognize the word for what it is, healing will come to your soul. Healing will come to your body. And 1 Thessalonians helps us to see that in verse 13 of chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians 2:13, it says, and we also especially thank God continually for this, that when you received the message of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of mere men, but as it truly is the word of God, which is effectually at work in you who believe, exercising its superhuman power in those who adhere to and trust in and rely on it. The word of God is superhuman. And I want to encourage you in this. I'm keeping my eye on the time as well. So we'll do our best to stay in that window.
Yeah. it's cute.
Yeah. There's something special. And I keep going back and thinking of Matthew chapter 8. And remember, de-religify the Bible when you read it. These are people just like you and me. Nothing different about them. They were people just like you and me. And some of them chose to believe God, and some of them chose to do their own thing, just like you and me. They were people. And you know, sometimes we think, well, people 100 years ago were a lot different. Not really. You know, times may have been different. Technology, things were different. But I'm amazed at the people I've talked to from previous generations or in different nations. People truly are people. Everywhere you go and in any time you go. Yeah, it's people. So yeah, peoples is peoples. That's peoples one of our truths we say, right? But it's important to understand that when you're reading the Bible is not some odd, isolated, far away time that we'll never get back to or we want to go back to. It's people living on planet Earth just like now in 2024. Right. Some of those people chose to do what 1 Thessalonians is saying, to recognize the Word of God, to believe in it, and let the superhuman power of the Word of God operate in their lives. And Matthew chapter 8 is one of my favorite places for that. And there's a man who had this is before Jesus rose from the dead. So technically, it was still the Old Covenant. And this man was not an Israelite. He had no covenant with God. He was actually a military leader in the nation, the Roman nation, that was oppressing God's people. Right. He was a centurion. And he came to Jesus because he chose to value Jesus and recognize who he was. Mm-hmm. And he said, my servant is suffering terribly at home. So he came right to Jesus. He had no grounds to come to him. He wasn't of the nation of Abraham, of Israel. Yeah. He had no covenant. He was in the nation that was oppressing Jesus' people. Mm-hmm. I want to just kind of just be real here. There are issues happening in this man's life, real life, political, serious issues that could have stopped him from even thinking he had any right to ever talk to Jesus. But he just put all of that aside. He put the Mosaic covenant aside, the Ten Commandments aside, the covenant with Israel, the political issues. There was a lot of political tension going on between Rome and the Jews who were being oppressed by Rome. I mean, talk about challenges. He put all of that aside. And he went straight to Jesus with his problem.
Well, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Yeah. So this man was valuing life, truth, and how to get
Jesus says the way. Yeah. So yeah. He had a serious issue. Someone he loved was suffering terribly with sickness. So he said, well, I'll go to the one who can fix it. I'm not going to go to Caesar, right? I'm not going to go to the Ten Commandments, to this Jewish Mosaic covenant. I have truth right in front of me. So I'm going to go directly to the way. Jesus is the way to be whole. Jesus is the way for your loved ones to be whole. And he went right to Jesus. And no sooner did he get that out of his mouth than the way and the truth and the life responded to him and said, I will come to your house and heal him. And I love this, the heart of this centurion. You would think that that's it. Let's celebrate. He's coming. But he didn't stop there. He said, you don't need to come. Wow. I mean, most of us would be like, woo, Jesus is coming to my house. Jesus is coming to my house. Order some pizza. Let's go. I mean, go to the grocery store. Wow, he's coming. No, he was looking to Jesus. Well, he wasn't looking to a physical person. He was looking to the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God didn't need to physically travel distance, geographical distance, to his home for his servant to be healed. He was seeing him as God. What needs to happen for my servant 30 miles away to be healed? This is what the centurion says. All you need to do is say it. There it is. This is what 1 Thessalonians is talking about. You're recognizing the Word of God for what it is, your answer. Perfect, immediate, total power, the solution. So I love that. That's a precious portion of Scripture for me, and it has enabled me to experience healing in my life more times than I could recount. All that I need is for God to say it, and he's already said it for, right.
in our situation.
Why? Yes. Because we live on the other side of the resurrection. Mm-hmm. This centurion wasn't on that side. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He was the Mosaic covenant was still in place. Mm-hmm. So he said, I don't need you to come, which most people, that would have been it, but he was not thinking naturally. He was recognizing he's talking to God, who is a spirit. And in order for this situation to turn around, we don't need to go through the time of traveling to get there and the possible distractions and challenges and of traveling that distance. And what if this happened? No, all that we need to happen, we're here, the issue's way over there, but all that needs to happen is for you to speak.
Hallelujah.
Just say it, and it's done. This is spirit man. This is where we live. All that you need is to know what God has said.
Love it.
About your situation. That's all you need.
He's a situation changer.
All you need is to know what he has said. And today we have it in writing. So you don't have to theorize. You don't have to speculate. There are some things that are already covered. Healing's already covered in the finished work. I already know what he said, that he bore every sickness, every manner of disease, and that by his stripes I'm healed. I already know that. So if any symptoms knock on my door, it's too late. They're not allowed. Operate in my life because I've chosen to be like the centurion and value knowing that what God said is so in my life. Remember, we're on the other side of the resurrection now.
Yeah.
So we don't have to try and find Jesus and ask him to say something. He's already said it.
He says the curse has been removed.
The curse has been removed.
And right?
We live in the blessing. He became the curse for us, right? That curse was brought to naught. Because of his sacrifice and his finished work. So regarding healing, I already know what he says. I don't have to ask him. Hello. I don't have to seek and wonder. Now, I may have to renew my mind.
Yeah.
I may have to seek him to renew my mind and say, Jesus, show yourself to me as the healer. Help me understand that in your word.
Like CF said, ask.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you keep listening to the highway, you'll hear it regularly. We talk about it regularly because it's important. So healing's already been said. Forgiveness has already been said. Righteousness has already been given. Many, many things have already been said. Blessing, inheritance, prosperity, abundant heavenly provision have already been given. Now, if it's something regarding, like, what do I do in this situation at work next week? Mm-hmm. You know, this project's going on. They want to go in this direction, but I don't quite think that's going to work. Something like that, well, that hasn't been written. Now you want to ask him about that, right? Mm-hmm. Say, okay, God, I need direction here. Mm-hmm. You know, or we're thinking about doing this in 3 months, but I'm not sure. Or, you know, we're thinking about whatever. Those things are not written down. Those things we do have to ask and hear. But what God has already spoken is just as powerful the first time it came out of his mouth today. Mm-hmm. All right? So that's really what we're talking about is being spiritual should not be foreign to us. It's not odd or strange. It's simply recognizing who God is and the power of his word. Just like that centurion did in Matthew chapter 8. Man, my problems are solved because God has spoken.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, go, it will be done just as you believed it would. And he was good. But he had no evidence. He was who knows how far away from home. He had no evidence other than what God had spoken that it was done. But that's all he needed. That's all he wanted. Mm-hmm. And I want to encourage you today, Highway family, to come to this place in your own heart. Because, boy, we've gotten so trained by the world to research and search and Google your situation. And oftentimes what happens when something comes up, just because of the culture we grew up in, the first thing people do is they Google it.
And it gets compounded rather than simplified.
Oh, absolutely. Now you've got, you know, thousands of search results. And depending on which one you click on, you're going to get a point of view. Mm-hmm. Man, spare yourself the time, mm-hmm. the frustration, the rabbit trails. Go right to the way.
Amen. And ask. Amen.
Right to the way. He's the way for you in your situation right now. Mm-hmm. And if you'll cultivate this, you won't need Google. If you'll cultivate going right to him, your first immediate response is to give your attention to Jesus and see what he has to say about it. This will add years to your life of peace and joy. It will bring you immediate peace, immediate wisdom. But you do have to choose to have this mindset. So, for time's sake, I had so much to share with you this morning, but I think that's all we're going to get to. Boy, that's enough.
I think we're coming back to the ask that was so revelatory when CF said, but it's we know to ask Google, we know to ask, and we have, but somehow we miss asking God or asking the Spirit of God, and so I think it's just coming back to that. When you are spirit alive to God, you have your first source as the Spirit of God. Mm-hmm. So I'm alive by the Spirit. I get my questions answered by the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And there is that reordering or reprioritizing where I'm asking.
Right, right.
And to make the Spirit, realizing I'm born of the Spirit, that the Spirit was given to me to be my teacher, that as a spirit man, I get my answers from the Father first.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, like now, don't get out of, you know, silly with this. For example, yesterday, we needed a bracket to fix a leg on a chair. Mm-hmm. So I didn't go and pray about it. You know, I went to Lowe's. Mm-hmm. I got a bracket and some screws. We drilled some holes. And you know, I mean,
you're just walking.
Same time, I'm still listening. Right. On the inside, even about something simple like that, I'm still listening. You know, Lord, is there something, you know, you direct me even in this little thing. But we're talking about now, you know, being sensitive. So it's not like you don't use technology or don't do practical, simple things. You can still do it. But even in those, you're still listening.
Always.
But you're not relying on those things. Mm-hmm. You're not relying on technology for your life direction. All Google is voices and information and data. And most of it's opinion. there's for trivia and answering trivia questions. It's fun, and you know, I use YouTube obviously for instructional videos on how to change a light bulb. I'm still trying to figure that one out, you know, whatever it is, and that's all fine. But you're not relying on those things. We're spirit beings, so I want to encourage you to not rely on technology, but cultivate your relationship with your Heavenly Father. If you have a challenge, instead of going on your phone and thumbs are flying, talk to your Father about it. Thumbs are flying. Yeah, and we get this pressure, like, I got to find an answer. Jesus is the answer. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The answer is inside of you. It's not on your phone. It's not through a search engine. The answer is inside of you.
In the Word, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there may come a time where that's all you have.
That's right.
Well, the reality is it's all we have now, regardless of how much technology you have at your fingertips. The real answer for your situation is inside of you. His name is Jesus, and he wants to reveal himself to you. So Spirit Man, this series is about walking in the Spirit. It's not spooky. It's not strange. It's letting your spirit lead the way. Mm-hmm. And for someone maybe watching this, maybe you're not reborn through faith in Christ yet. Jesus said, in order to walk in the Spirit, in order to experience the life I have for you, the kingdom of God, you must be born from above. So step one in living this new life, to become a spirit man, a spirit woman, step one is recognizing who Jesus is and putting our faith in the resurrected Christ. So if you're not born from above yet, if you haven't been born again, well, this is your opportunity right here. How do I do that? It's very simple. You believe. You believe that Jesus did what he did for you. You believe that Jesus rose from the dead for you. And with your mouth, no one else can do this for you, with your heart, you express your love and your faith in him. You say, Jesus, I believe you're the way.
Out loud.
Out loud, oh yeah.
We talked about that.
Yeah, I can't talk to anyone without speaking,
Opening my mouth. Mm-hmm.
I believe you're the way, you're the truth, you're the life, and I put my faith in you as my Lord.
Amen.
And I believe you rose from the dead for me. Show yourself to me. Now, I just use the words as they came. You can use your own words. The important part is that you're looking to Jesus Christ as the way, the truth, and the life, and your faith is in him. You don't have to know how to pray. Pray is just conversation with him. We all have our own way of talking. He understands you where you are. Talk to him just like you are. You don't have to learn any fancy language. Use your own words. He gets you. He understands you. And put your faith in him. And the moment you do that, the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, will make your spirit brand new. And you become a very son, a very daughter of God. You become a new creation in Christ the very moment you speak and believe. What's important following that moment is that you now learn who you are in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Learn what he did for you. Learn about all that he accomplished for you, mm-hmm, through his finished work. You want to gain that knowledge. That's why Highway Church exists. This, we say our purpose is to help people experience the love and power of Christ in their daily lives. How does that happen? By giving people the message, the word, the knowledge of who he is, what he's done for us, and who we are in him. And it's really that simple. So if you just received Christ, we'd love to hear from you. You know, go to our website, hit the contact, highwaychurch.us contact, and send us a message. Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear, mm-hmm, from you. tell us, you know, what just happened. And we invite you to come with us now. You know, you can receive the knowledge of Christ. We're every Sunday, we're live streaming. Most Wednesdays, usually 3 or 4 Wednesdays out of the month, we've got a live Bible study, as CF said. We've got another one coming up this Wednesday. And it's an opportunity to learn the true knowledge of who Jesus is, what he's done for us, and who we are in him. Hallelujah. It's just so good. It's just so good. Man, let's bring this whole thing to a close today, and we'll just continue. Actually, next week is Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday, so we're going to have a special message for that special time of celebration. Mm-hmm. And then 2 weeks from now, we're going to get back into Spirit Man, so we'll pick up where we left off. And there's just so much more that the Lord has for us in this series. But I like what CF said. I just think oftentimes there are, you know, just conversations before, during, after a service, or out to coffee. And people have shared with me over the years, you know, that they became a part of Highway and they began sowing their finances into Highway and how their finances changed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Linda said the same here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, multiple times. People said, I've never been more prosperous.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But they were actively worshiping God with their money.
Right, exactly.
Through Highway.
Exactly.
So they weren't thinking about it. They were actually doing it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They were faithful givers, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. But they did it confidently in Christ.
Right,
their
in
confidence
Christ,
was in Christ.
In Christ. Mm-hmm.
Saying, Lord, you've brought this word to me, and now I'm going to respond and worship you with my money.
Right, mm-hmm.
And they were faithful. And I'd love the testimonies. They come and say, guess what? Yeah, you know, that I sowed this, and look what happened,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know. And our whole life since we've known Christ has mm-hmm. been that testimony.
Yes.
You know, it's like, wow, there's something very special. It's 1 Thessalonians 2:13. You know, you don't come to a church. We're not a religious tradition. We recognize God's system that he set up in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God, and I know this can be ridiculed, but it's really this simple. If you look through the scriptures, God calls people. He'll give a man or a woman a message mm-hmm. about him. He'll reveal himself to a man, to a woman, if their hearts are open. Sometimes he calls people, they don't listen, they're too busy. But if you'll hear and you'll respond to that call, he'll show himself to you, and then he gives them a message to preach. It's that simple. And then he'll call people to gather around and help that message spread.
Mm-hmm.
That's the pattern. And it still goes on today. It's just that simple. Well, here's two people that were called, and we responded. We said yes. And he began to show himself, and he gave us this message of who Jesus is, what he's done for us, who we are in him. And then he'll call people to come on with us, to be a part of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And a part of that is receiving the word, like 1 Thessalonians says. We're not saying that here's a couple people telling us what they think. We're listening for Christ in every message. And we're not perfect. You know, not everything we say is God speaking, but you got to learn to listen because we're all imperfect. You got to learn to listen for Christ in the message that we share. And you learn that by cultivating your relationship with him in your private life, right? And then you respond not to us, but to the word that we bring, and you worship God. You sow financially into that. So we sow our lives into the kingdom. We listen to him. We cultivate this intimate relationship mm-hmm. with him. We receive the word from the ministry gifts he's brought into our life, and then we act on that word. We sow it into our lives, and then we sow into that ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're doing right now. Mm-hmm. So we give you an opportunity to worship the Lord with your finances. And again, don't do it half-heartedly. If you're not going to do it with the right attitude, I'm telling you, just don't do it, really. This is something that works by faith.
Mm-hmm.
We live by faith in Christ. We give by faith in Christ because he loves us. So this is something we encourage you to do, want you to do by your own decision, with joy and expectation, because it doesn't work any other way. You know, I can't say, Jesus, if you just speak, it'll be all right. And then, no, I've got to believe him. I've got to stay on him. So this is something that works when you believe, that works when you stay engaged, that works when you praise him, that works when you keep your expectation on. So if you'd like to respond to the word today, if you'd like to respond to the ministry gifts that the Lord has given to us and the calling, we invite you to do so by worshiping him with your money. And you can do that at highwaychurch.us, highwaychurch.us, and just click on give in the menu, and you'll see all kinds of options for giving. If Highway Church is your church, if this is the place that you're plugged into and you're receiving from regularly, we encourage you to just be consistent. And again, this is the system that God set up. Paul said, wrote to us by the Holy Spirit that God has ordained this. God has ordained that those who preach the gospel make their living by the gospel. This is how it works. So it's a faith relationship on our part, on your part. So we encourage you to be active, to be turned on, to be engaged, and worship him that way. Now, if Highway Church is not your church, that's fine too. But if you're regularly receiving from Highway, we ask you to consider becoming a partner with this ministry. And we do that as well. We partner with ministries because of the word they bring. Man, I was just listening to Andrew Womack a couple times this week, and I thought, thank you, God, for what you've done in this man's life and the message he's bringing. It's changed my life for many years.
In that direction.
Yeah, so so we've been partners with that ministry for many years, you know. It's a flow in the kingdom of God, and it's a love thing. Mm-hmm. So we invite you to participate, and if you'd like to be a partner with this ministry, you can do so by going to highwaychurch.us, click on give, and schedule a recurring gift. And that's a commitment. Let's say, okay, I'm here. You know, I'm a part of this. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to partner with God in the calling that I'm enjoying right now. Hallelujah. Well, this was a good morning, I'll tell you. Good morning. And we just want to thank you all.
Thank you, CF, again.
Thank you, CF, for joining us, man. We bless you and your wife and family and your loved ones. And we are looking forward to this upcoming Wednesday and just really being strengthened by the Word of God, which is spirit and life. So when we come together, guys, expect your answers. Mm-hmm. Expect new life. Expect peace. Expect victory. Expect provision, because that's who he is, and he's in us, and he's in you, and we've got the victory. We love you. We bless you and your families, and we'll see you Wednesday.
God is so good. We want to invite you to continue to grow in the knowledge of his goodness, who he is, what he's done for you, and who you are in him. Check out our websites at highwaychurch.us and josephbosco.us and begin living the abundant life he came to give you.